Starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. and not forgetting Stephen Fry on The Verb next Friday at 10. Details of all the programmes are online. The 2015 Hay Festival on the BBC.
And that's all, really.
Well, next tonight, World on Three with Mary-Anne Kennedy.
Thanks a lot, Ian, and welcome to the top floor of Old Broadcasting House with Studio 80A ready to rock and roll with tonight's World on Three. Looking ahead to this year's WOMAD Festival, when we're going to be hooking up with Six Music and Keris Matthews for a mighty joint broadcast from the BBC stage, a tribute to the doyenne of Gaelic song Flora McNeil, who died earlier this week. BBC Introducing brings us Brass Hysteria, and our archive trail leads us to Brazil. But first, we have our session guests in the studio, and all good to go. So why wait to welcome back to Radio 3 a singer whose championing of Sephardic Jewish song has taken her ultimately from Jerusalem back to the place where, as she puts it herself, everything began in Spain. Here she is, though, with us tonight and the band with Rosa.
Thank you.
And we're off. One of our regular tweeters, Admiral Nelson, within about 30 seconds of that track starting, straight in there saying, gorgeous track, love it. And we have another four songs to come from Moore and the band throughout tonight's World on Three with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy. Thanks so much for starting the programme. So our big news this week is, of course, the return to WOMAD at Charlton Park in Wiltshire in July. Join myself and Lopa Katari for the whole weekend. And also we'll be joined by Six Music's Kerris Matthews for a simulcast on the Sunday morning, a deliciously unholy trinity to be unleashing on the airwaves, and looking forward to it enormously. We'll be back at the BBC Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage this year, right at the heart of the festival, with an eye right across the main arena. The Charlie stage is also actually where this next band made their WOMAD debut. Folk giants Lau have just released their new album, which takes its title from their Glasgow Commonwealth Games commission with the Elysian Quartet, The Bell That Never Rang, inspired by the city's coat of arms. But we're going to listen to another of the tracks. This song started off in the fevered imagination of their accordionist, Martin Green, with Chris Drever's distinctive voice soaring above here on The Death of the Dining Car.
Strong as they
a Finnish band there whose musical flavours are definitely in tune with the original roots of Lau. That was Hoka. Their new album, Like Lau, has a 2014 performance suite at its heart, stories set aside, and a strong Irish thread running through much of their own original material, including that opening set, October Flowers. The album's called Maila Halmeila, and it's out on their own label. You can find all the details on the Radio 3 website, where our playlist is up on the programme page. Before that was Lau themselves with a new album featuring their 2014 Commonwealth Games Commission from Celtic Connections in amongst the other new material there. And Festival Artistic Director Donald Shaw is very busy this weekend in Glasgow with the prestigious Alchemy Festival coming to the city. Zakir Hussain, Martin Carthy, Sarangi player Suhail Yusuf Khan, James Yorkston and many others performing a huge variety of collaborative performances connecting with India and Pakistan, both musicians and with local Glasgow communities. Do check out the Celtic Connections website for all the details of those exciting gigs coming up over the weekend. Now, there are few voices, I suppose, that conjure Gaelic atmosphere, that's with a double L, quite as much as Charles Aznavour, a true French icon who turned 90 last year, and there's no question of retiring just yet. He's just released his, believe it or not, 51st album, all his own compositions to boot, and as you might think reasonable, with more than just a hint of looking back over a long life with highlights and low points, youthful adventures in Montmartre, through war, fame, love, and to a point now where the title track of Avec un brin de nostalgie admits he expects not so very much from life now, but lives it from day to day. And here he's in a reverie for the one who draws him from the shadows into the light.
Je te connais du bout des doigts, du son chaleureux de ta voix, qui me décrit ce que tu vois, qui reste pour moi un mystère quand tu cherches à m'ouvrir les yeux sur tout ce qu'est l'œuvre d'un Dieu qui vit, dit-on, au fond des cieux, d'où jaillit un jour la lumière. On dit de toi que tu es belle, mes mains le savent et je les crois. J'aime l'odeur de tes aisselles, la soie de ta peau, de tes bras, le cœur respire et je m'enivre. Tu es ma vie, mon monde à part, ma destinée de te suivre par les chemins de mes hasards. Toi ma lumière, mon savoir, toi ma manière d'entrevoir dont la vie m'avait privé, dans la nuit où je suis noyé. Toi mon soleil et mes saisons, toi mes couleurs, mon horizon, toi qui tendrement m'a ouvert la voie pour sortir de l'enfer, de mes ténèbres à la lumière. Je te connais de corps à corps, de moments fous, de moments forts, de souffles chauds et plus encore, de complicité, de murmures lorsque tu me guides en chemin, avec tes mots, avec tes mains, comme un enfant que le matin, le rire maternel rassure. Tu es l'archange qui me guide et qui m'a redonné la foi, tendrement combler mes vides et forger la confiance en moi. Tu me racontes et je devine, mes nuits sont faites de tes jours, et je construis et j'imagine tout ce qui meuble notre amour. Toi ma lumière, mon savoir, toi ma manière d'entrevoir ce dont la vie m'avait privé, dans la nuit je suis noyé, toi mon soleil et mes saisons, toi mes couleurs, mon horizon, toi qui tendrement m'a ouvert la voie pour sortir de l'enfer, de mes ténèbres à la
man described as the Renaissance man of Brazilian pop, Marcos Valle, featuring heavily in a Brasilica retrospective by Far Out Records, the label very much a part of Valle's re-emergence on the music scene in the 90s with his cool blend of bossa, traditional Brazilian folk influences and world music sensibilities. That track, the title from his 2001 album Escape, is one of the choices of the man behind the Brasilica collection and the Far Out label, Joe Davis, credited by Giles Peterson as the man who introduced Brasiliana to the DJ world, the rest being, as they say, history. Before that, the unstoppable Charles Aznavour with his new album on Ras Records, with a touch of nostalgia, and bon anniversaire to Charles, who is 91 today. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, where coming up we have more Carbassi in session. But first, I wanted to mark the passing of another wonderful singer of the same era as Charles, but a completely different musical world. Flora McNeill was born on the island of Barra into a family with roots in the even more southerly and now uninhabited island of Mingley in the Western Isles. And it was this side of the family, her mother's, the Gillis side in particular, that fed her a rich and early diet of Gaelic song, walking songs, epic tales and song poems from the language's highly professional classical tradition, and iconic songs from key points in Gaelic and Highland history. She worked in the telephone exchange on the island as a young woman, famously dismissing an inspector who came to call, upbraiding her for not asking callers for the number they wanted to be connected to, as she was supposed to, and to which her reply was that no one knew the numbers, and anyway, she knew exactly who everyone was and who they wanted to hook up with. She moved to Edinburgh still with that deep community connection hardwired, and the repertoire that accompanied her was to bowl over the likes of Hamish Henderson and Alan Lomax during those heady years of the People's Festival, the Folk Revival and the establishment of the School of Scottish Studies. She was ever an elegant, dignified ambassador for Gaelic culture, a great party girl as well, who took her songs worldwide with joy and generosity. And the gathering at her Requiem Mass today was testament to that. Flora's own singing was played out in the church, and it was quite a remarkable moment indeed, as all the Gaelic voices in the room joined in on the chorus responses to her rendition of one of the great walking songs, Machiani Chemish, from the 400-year-old Battle of Carinish in North Uist. Ireland was also represented as Padre Riada, himself of a royal trad dynasty, arrived with his famous male church choir, Cor Chulainn, delayed terribly by flights, but still there at the very end to pay respect and, as he said, bury one of their own, as Flora had been the only woman ever accorded the honour of singing with them. Alan Lomax's archive contains some of the most intimate, unaffected and very beautiful recording of all of Flory's performances, amongst them this one with another Barra tradition bearer, the piper Callum Johnston, a great friend of Barra resident journalist and author Compton Mackenzie, the son of the Earl of the White Banners.
Nandun veca in speculare.
Nandun veca in speculare.
Nandun veca in speculare. Nandun tulumnum brahtuch bane.
Ilen peco loro.
Ilen peco loro.
Ilen peco loro. Hiora la huoile.
Nandun tulumnum brahtuch bane.
Nandun tulumnum brahtuch bane.
Nandun tulumnum brahtuch bane. Sheetra un ruog na spane.
Ilen peco loro.
Ilen peco loro.
Ilen peco loro. Hiora la huoile.
Thank you.
Gaelic boy band Man Runs, box player and former international shinty captain Gary Innes leading the way there in a Scottish trad collaboration, the first ever charity single featuring a host of stars including Treacherous Orchestra, Scary Boar, Red Hot Chili Pipers, Phil Cunningham, Julie Fowlis and many more. Our Heroes is a charity single released today to raise money for the Scottish veterans Erskine Care Homes, and the pipes you heard played there are a set played by Battlefield band veteran Duncan McGilvery. They were played exactly 100 years ago today at the Battle of Festubert on the Western Front, a terrible, destructive and bloody battle that resulted in total losses of over 20,000 men. And with many Highland soldiers in the ranks, the devastation of small communities back home in Scotland, some of the shinty playing heartlands amongst them, hence Gary's particular connection. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on Three with New Orleans-flavoured street-style brass from BBC Introducing, still to come. Sephardic songstress Moore Kabasi and her band in session back in the studio shortly. But just while they are getting themselves set up, let's have a listen to a fabulous new band from Kinshasa. I say new, but you will be familiar with the two main members of Mbungwana Star, Coco Ngambale and Theo Nsituvuidi, the souped-up wheelchair-riding members of Staff Benda Bilili, who left that band in somewhat less than happy circumstances, but who went on to create this new lineup with young musicians from their own hometown. And the result is electric.
Thank you.
the latest experiment of Damon Albarn's Africa Express, with a whole host of African musicians joining Albarn and Brian Eno and Joe Taylor playing along on the guitar in the studio here as well, for a unique take on a legendary minimalist work, Terry Riley in C, written back in 1964 with a sea drone at its heart and a smorgasbord of 53 melodic fragments for performers to pick and choose from at will. And that particular take, In C Mali, was part of a series of sometimes quite wacky projects in 2014 to mark the 50th anniversary of the piece. You're listening to World on Three with me, Mary Ann Kennedy, and it's time to bring back our session guests for this evening, having been teased with an opening track at the start of the show. Morka Bassi delves deep into her own Jewish, Moroccan and Persian roots to inform her interpretations of traditional Sephardic Jewish songs and her own original compositions. She's joined tonight by Joe Taylor on guitar, Ivan Hussey on cello and Ishai Afterman on percussion. And they're going to carry on now with La Hija de la Primavera, Daughter of the Spring.
Entre nosotros ha ido a buscar el silencio, la vida que te espera ahora. Tus bellas palabras hieren como espinas a mis pies, palabras heladas como piedras al amanecer. Tristes que llenaban su niñez, su corazón ya desea la tranquilidad de ver. Cantará durante largas noches de amargura. Tendremos amapolas bellas que podrán sanarte, llenas del olor a vida nueva. Y
Absolutely beautiful stuff, La Hija de la Primavera from Mor Carbassi and her band there. And I believe that all of you must have been doing as I was doing and just coming closer and closer and closer in to listen to the very end of that. Mor, it's lovely to have you back here on Radio 3. I think the last time you were in was with Lucy Duran, and it's been a little while, so not everybody will be familiar with your story. So first of all, just remind us of your own background and upbringing and what that represents in your music.
Oh, wow. That's a long story maybe, but I'll try to
You have 30 seconds. No.
Well, I come from Israel, from Jerusalem. That's where I was born. And I was, well, my father is of Persian heritage. Both his parents come from Iran, from Isfahan, so they're Jews from Iran. And on my mother's side, her parents come from Morocco, from Marrakesh. And I was raised in Jerusalem. And when I think about the city, I always think that if God had a home, it would be in Jerusalem. Every Friday, you know, when the atmosphere of Shabbat, of Sabbath comes in, you can hear all the different sounds, all the different religions, and that was kind of the soundtrack of my childhood.
And what is the significance of the Sephardic repertoire to you then?
Well, to me, it's like a discovery of myself and my roots, because my family on my mother's side fled Spain some 500 years ago to Morocco. But I didn't know that until I was a teenager. And I was always very much drawn to Spain without realizing why, until one day when I already started to sing, you know, Sephardic and Spanish, I asked my Moroccan grandfather why he thought that was. And he said, because we come from Spain. And actually...
And you had no appreciation of this at the time when you had begun to... be interested in Spanish and Sephardic.
I had no idea. No, I mean, the final thing, I mean, I wouldn't say the final, but one of the big things of my experiences was recently, well, last June, when we played in the Sacred Music Festival in Fez, I took the opportunity to travel to Marrakesh to see where my family came from. And they took me to the synagogue where my family was praying for generations. And the first thing I saw on the door was the name of the synagogue. And the year it was built, which was 1492.
Which is the year of the expulsion.
The year of the expulsion. So that was like a big moment for me. I mean, I always knew in my heart, but yeah.
And how does it signify today? What is its place within the wider culture today?
Sephardic music, you mean? I think that these days there is much more awareness of this culture and language, and a lot more interest of people generally in their roots.
It would be fair to say that it was an aspect of Jewish culture, and the Ladino language and all of that. That was something that was in danger of disappearing altogether.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, for me, one of the things that I always do, I try to not only sing the traditional songs as they were sung, you know, a cappella, but with a very modern... with very modern arrangements, and also to add my own creations, my own songs, my own input into this genre, and my very personal outtake, because like there is no way that there is no specific way that this song should be sung. So in a way, I kind of developed my own way to sing.
So
them.
You have a kind of freedom, really, to
yeah,
do your
I do
own
feel
thing with them.
That yeah.
Well, let's have some more music just now. We'll talk to you again a little later on. But tell me just briefly about this next song.
This song is a traditional Sephardic wedding song that comes from Greece. And it describes the bathing, the wash of the body of the bride just on the morning of her wedding as a part of the Jewish traditional ritual of purifying the body, as preparation for her life as a married woman. And it has a beautiful description of the bride coming out of the sea with her dress.
Absolutely beautiful. Mor, I'll let you make your way back over to your side of the studio here to join the rest of the band, Joe Taylor, Ivan Hussey and Ishai Afterman. And let us hear now that beautiful wedding song, La Galana y la Mar. Thanks so much to Mor Carbassi and the band. And remember, you'll be able to download the whole session from the beginning of the week as a download from the Radio 3 website. And there are some great pictures online already and on our Twitter feed at BBC Radio 3 with the World on 3 hashtag. Loads of you tweeting already to say how much they're enjoying the session. Thank you very much for getting in touch. More to come from the band a little later on. Plus, of course, Mor's heritage track, which pays tribute to one of the most popular Israeli singers of the 80s and 90s. This is Mary-Ann Kennedy and World on 3, and I'm going to carry on with two new debut albums next. First of all, music from Cyprus from violinist Michalis Koulomis. I knew I was going to fall over that one. The album is thankfully a little easier. It's called Soil, and this fantastic track, Diplocordo, features his violin retuned so that when he plays double stopped, it produces a wonderfully atmospheric sound in the very best tradition of Mediterranean fiddle players. Mm-hmm. London-based Cypriot violinist Michalis Koulomis was followed there by Blik Bassi and his beautifully quirky album Akko, a homage to the 1920s Delta bluesman Skip James. All the songs were written by Blik entirely in Bassa, one of the 260 languages spoken in Cameroon but not taught officially, hence his drive to feature the language in a bid to gain official recognition and support back home. The album was released by Parisian indie label No Format, a rather providential connection that came about through Blik and his band getting together to rehearse in a room that just happened to be above the label's offices. More new releases from All Girl Affairs next. First, one of the hot new tickets in the English folk world. Twice nominated in this year's Radio 2 Folk Awards, Stick in the Wheel are very much a case of our tradition, our way. Here they are with Common Ground.
On common ground, the poison seed was sown in my country. They fenced me in but took away the things that belong to me. With a chill in my eye, the
softest sands have sealed the fate the roughest ones had never make. A promise on the ground we stand, a bloody line in the sand. The pen and the sword beat them. What a piece of work is a man. So charge, you must fight, fight. They made us eat the tainted crop. We had a taste and couldn't stop. So sick with hate for what they'd done. Too late for me, your time has come. Scene was sown in my country. They fenced me in but took away the things that belong to me. With a chill in my heart I knew they did it to me, they'll do it to you. So charge, you must fight, fight.
Mm-hmm. that boat cross the shallows. Left me in my tears to drown. She left her baby daughter. Now the river is wide and deep and brown. She's crossing muddy water. Standing in the fields, be rotten come November, and a bitter heart will not reveal the spring that love remembers. When that sweet brown girl of mine, hair black as a raven, we broke the bread and drank the wine from a jug that she'd been saving. Big oak tree is groaning in a rush of wind and a river of song. I can hear my true love moaning, crying for a baby child, and crying for her husband, and crying for that river wide to take her from.
Class act indeed. I'm with her, an Americana dream team with Sarah Giroux, Crooked Stills, Aoife O'Donovan and Nickel Creek, Sarah Watkins, in a collaboration that emerged from many years of crossing paths to a final proper meeting on stage at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival in Colorado. If you're an internet radio adventurer as well, you'll find them featuring this weekend on the August Prairie Home Companion in the company of Garrison Keillor. Before that, the long-lived and much-loved quartet, the Pusies, from Scotland mostly, but featuring Sally Barker, the very popular runner-up in the BBC's The Voice. That was from their new album, Into the Well, Achilty Bui, written by box player Myrith Green in praise of her most beautiful home turf in the Northwest Highlands. And talking of all-female lineups, we are very excited by this week's announcement of the BBC coverage of this year's WOMAD in July, with Senegal's Cheikh Lo headlining the BBC Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage, and myself and Lopa Katari hooking up with Kerris Matthews for a one-off Radio 3 Six Music simulcast on the Sunday morning of the festival. Also featuring on the Charlie stage will be some of our BBC introducing artists. So let me turn to our latest introduction. Tonight we're going to bring you Ben Summers, a sax player from London whose session credits range from Seal and Dr. John to Taylor Swift and Bruce Molsky, and who appeared a couple of years ago back on World on Three with the band Wagon Tails in session. One of the lineups he plays regularly with is his Brass Hysteria, who we're going to play just now. New Orleans brass with London town attitude. And here they are with Hey. ¶¶ Ben Summers, Brass Hysteria, and Hey. Their next gig is on the 5th of June at the Brooklyn Bowl at the O2 Centre in London as part of their Nola Bola Night. And that was from their upcoming EP. You can listen to all the EP tracks on BBC Introducing and track it down through this programme's pages on the Radio 3 website to find the uploader as well if you have music of your own that you want us to have a listen to. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. And it's time to invite our guest Mórka Bassi and her band back for a couple more songs. But before we do, Mór is with me this side of the studio to introduce us to tonight's heritage track, a song or a piece of music each week that means something significant to our session guest for the night. Now, Mór, you've picked a rather special singer as your heritage track. Tell us all.
Well, it's not complicated. I very much love her voice. It's very pure to me. And I love when singers make me feel. Not many singers can make me feel. Her voice makes, it soars. It's beautiful. The track that she's singing, she's actually...
This is Ofra Haza.
Yes, Ofra Haza. And the track that she's singing is actually taken from a Jewish prayer. The text is an old dialect of Hebrew called Aramaic. And this prayer is actually said when someone dies. And the belief is that it eases the journey of the soul upwards. The text glorifies God. So even in the most difficult moment in a person's life, when he just lost someone that he most loves, he says it, the glorification of God.
And this is a singer who, in the 80s and 90s, when she was at her height, she was actually cutting right through to the sort of pop mainstream as well.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, I just know her for a beautiful voice. You know?
Well, let's hear her in more intimate circumstances then. This is Ofra Haza and Kaddish.
Kaddish, oh, Kaddish.
Kaddish by Ofra Haza from Desert Wind, the heritage track of Mor Kerbasi. And apparently you can hear from the pronunciation of the words in that song that she has a Yemenite background. So Mor is back with the band now and ready for her next song, which is going to be Désolé à mi amor.
Oh,
Désolé a mi amor from Mór Kárbassi and her band, who have a long journey ahead of them. They haven't finished their work for this evening. They are heading on up to Salisbury, where they will be playing tomorrow night at Salisbury Cathedral as part of the Salisbury Festival. So make it worth that small hours of the morning journey for them. And if you're anywhere near there, get out and see them live tomorrow night. Mór, just quickly tell me about that last song that you sang there.
This is called Désolé Mi Amor, and I dedicated it to my mother's side of the family. It comes from Morocco, and it says, tell my love that if he really wants me, let him come with a mule and take me.
It's very straightforward. Well, if it works. Now, you mentioned earlier how you'd been drawn to the Spanish side of the whole sort of Sephardic songs and culture, and you seem to have come a kind of full circle and moved to spend time in Spain itself. What does that do? What does that do for you? Do you feel like you have come home?
Well, I lived 5 years in England, so you know, it was rainy and cold. So when I landed in Spain, it was like going back home, because it's very much like Israel to me. And I love the sense of humor of the people, and I very much felt at home with their humor and the language, which I've kind of picked up growing up without anyone in my family speaking the language.
Do you feel any connection with the roots of where the music that you sing comes from them?
Yeah.
Because you've spoken before about visiting places like Toledo, where there was once a significant Jewish population, and being quite struck by that.
Yeah, I mean, when I visited Toledo, it did feel to me like it was a bit of a ghost town, because you can really feel the absence of this culture and the people. And I know there was a big Jewish community in other cities in Spain, but it was there that I felt it actually the strongest. I could imagine the Shabbat days where they would go to the synagogue and the sounds, but a lot of buildings and houses were kind of left empty. So that kind of contributed to the feeling that it was a bit of a ghost town. But it's so beautiful, Toledo. It actually, the name of the city comes from a Hebrew word, Toledot, which means a story.
Well, we're going to have one more of your stories in song.
Yeah.
For the final song of the session, just introduce this last one to us before you hightail it off to Salisbury.
Okay. This one is telling a true story that happened in Fez in Morocco some 250 years ago. And it's about a beautiful young Jewish woman that was executed in Fez for wanting to keep her faith. And when I went to Fez, I went to visit her tomb. There is something about her that I very much identify with. Maybe it's keeping to your. You know, I'm very stubborn myself, so I don't know. You know, I when I stood there next to the tomb, I felt sometimes like she was my friend, like my mother, like my daughter. It was like a mix. So I want to dedicate and sing her song. Sola Tzadika.
Mór, thank you so much. We'll let you join the band once again. Thank you so much for being with
thank
us.
Thank you.
A pleasure. And as
Mór
heads back over to join the rest of the guys, I'll remind you, Salisbury Cathedral as part of the Salisbury Festival tomorrow, or well, tonight, Saturday night, and I think that starts at 7:30. Thanks to Mór, Joe Taylor on guitar, Ivan Hussey on cello, and Ishai Afterman on percussion. And here they are with their final song.
Del gobernador. Sentada en mi ventana, labrando yo una retama, esperando al mi querido por limpiarme la sudor. 27 días hay que no te veo yo a ti. Un bizcocho me mandaste, amargo me lo comí. Asentada en mi gradina, conversando con la mi mamá yo. A ver negro y a mí me vino que mi querido se esposó. Si pasates de mi querido, no olvides te mandarás a mí. Yo tanto esto de amargura que no fuiste mi mazal. 27 días hay que no te veo yo a ti. Un bizcocho me mandates, amargo me lo comí. 27 días hay que no te veo yo a ti. Escucho me mandates, amargo me lo comí. 27 días hay que no te veo yo a ti. Un bizcocho me mandates, amargo me lo comí. 27 días hay que no te veo yo a ti. Un bizcocho me mandates, amargo me lo comí.
A
Asentada en mi ventana. Many, many thanks once again to Mor Kirbasi and the band. And remember, you can download the entire session as a podcast to listen to wherever, whenever, and as often as you like from the Radio 3 website. That's from Monday onwards. This is World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy. And while you're online, you could also take a troll through the wonderful audio collection that is the Radio 3 World Music Archive. Tonight's selection comes from northeastern Brazil in 2008, and a young man called Siba, who moved home, he moved from home first to Sao Paulo to make his way in the music world, but eschewed all that to return to Pernambuco to immerse himself in the folk traditions of the area. Here he is with the Floresta and a song, Valle do Yuca, the song of a man looking for his past.
Era caminho quase sem pegadas, onde tantas madrugadas folhas serenaram. Era uma estrada, muitas curvas tortas, quantas passagens e portas ali se ocultaram. Era uma linha sem começo e fim, e as flores desse jardim meus avós plantaram. E era uma voz, um vento, um sussurro, relampo, trovão e murro nos que se lembraram. Uma palavra quase sem sentido, um tapa no pé do ouvido, todos escutaram. Um grito mudo perguntando aonde nossa lembrança se esconde, meus avós gritaram. E era uma dança, quase uma miragem, cada gesto uma imagem dos que se ocultaram. Um movimento, um traquejo forte, traçado, risco e recorte, se descortinaram. Uma semente no meio da poeira, chão da lavoura primeira, meus avós plantaram. Uma pancada, um ronco, um estralo, meu tropéz e um cavalo, guerreiros brincaram. Quase uma queda, quase uma descida, uma seta arremetida e as mãos se apertaram. Era uma festa, chegada e partida, saudações e despedida, meus avós choraram. Onde estará aquele passo tonto? E as armas para o confronto, onde se ocultaram? E o lampejo da luz estupenda, que atravessou a fenda, e tantos enxergaram. Ah, se eu pudesse só por um segundo rever os portões do mundo que os avós criaram. Oh,
Siba and the Floresta from Brazil, recorded in 2008 for BBC Radio 3 and featuring the beautiful high voice of an older singer, Bio Roque, sadly no longer with us. Last up tonight, a project creating a bridge from the Sahara to the Mississippi Delta with Faris, a young man of Italian and Tuareg parents, and his musical and personal wanderings in search of identity eventually gave rise to this album of Delta Blues brought home to Africa in an Asuf or desert blues style. And before that, another unsung hero of the blues, given a showcase by the Rough Guide series. Barbecue Bob, Robert Hicks, was indeed a barbecue chef, but also one of the most influential and wittily creative guitarists in the Piedmont style. And had he not died tragically early at just 29, he would surely be as well known as other East Coast blues artists like Blind Willie McTell. This dates from the late 20s. The recording's in fantastic shape for their vintage and showing off just how charmingly engaging Barbecue Bob's performance style was. Thanks to everybody on the show tonight and to producer Juan Carlos Jaramillo. And I leave you, I'm Marianne Kennedy. I'll leave you with Lopa Katari returning next week. And here we are with Just a Poor Boy a Long Ways From Home.
I'm a poor boy, I'm a long way from home. I'm a poor boy, I'm a long way from home. I'm a poor boy, ain't got nowhere to go. Ain't got nowhere, lay my worried hand. I ain't got no one, lay my worried head. I ain't got no one, lay my worried head. Sometime I soon to be dead. Honey, tell me what you gonna do. Please tell me what you gonna do. Please tell me what you gonna do. I left my bro standing in the door. Left my bro standing in the door. I left my bro standing in the door. But your ain't she said, you're not obliged to go. And the poor boy stood on the road and cried. And the poor boy stood on the road and cried. I didn't have no blues, just couldn't be satisfied. Honey, give me long, long distance phone. Now give me long distance phone. Honey, give me long distance phone. I wanna hear from my sweet mama back home. Our Santa rang 609. Santa rang 609. I wanna hear from that bobhead gal of mine.
Sun ma anina souf den nukmam. قادر سجدا واسدر يتلا تنودينا سموف نزجم باستكينا سان ماهانينا سوف دنوكما سان ماهانينا سوف دنوكما بدادر سجدا رسليات إلان تنوادينا سموف نزجم باستكينان
On 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 1 o'clock.
I'm John Shea and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. To start today, a concert that the Polish National Radio Symphony Orchestra gave in Katowice in May last year. Krzysztof Campestrini conducts and they're joined shortly by the cellist Chiara Endele for the Symphony Concerto by Prokofiev. 2014 saw the centenary of the birth of Andrzej Panufnik, and first, here's a work of his called Lullaby that was recognised as a landmark when it was premiered in 1947. Panufnik divides his string orchestra into 29 individual parts, plus two harps, and he makes use of cluster chords years before Xenakis and Ligeti adopted the technique. A programme note by Julian Anderson calls Lullaby a rare combination of beauty and innovation.